Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for June 17th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So first up today, Google is rolling out an update to the Nest Wi-Fi and Google Wi-Fi that will improve overall network performance on slow internet connections. This comes as people have primarily stayed indoors and used more devices in recent months due to COVID-19. The update is meant to make routers work more smoothly and specifically sees your Wi-Fi better support multiple video calls, gaming sessions, and more simultaneously. There is no official change log yet, but Google touted some improvements in a consumer-facing blog post yesterday morning. As usual, the Google and Nest Wi-Fi updates will be rolled out automatically in the background, meaning you don't have to do anything. The Nest Wi-Fi, of course, launched at Made by Google in October with a new Wi-Fi point that doubles as a Google Assistant speaker. This 2019 device is managed within the Google Home app, while the old Google Wi-Fi client is still available if you do want to manage your networks. Behind the scenes, this firmware is based on Chrome 81. The Nest Wi-Fi with this release will now support the Local Home SDK for lower latency and higher reliability, smart home commands and assistant actions. Samsung's Galaxy Watch 3 is expected to launch as soon as next month, and now a handful of new details are coming out regarding the product, including its charging dock, specifications, and more. First, let's talk Galaxy Watch 3 specs, as the folks over at Sam Mobile reported that the Galaxy Watch 3 lineup will consist of smartwatches with 1.2-inch and 1.4-inch displays. That's 41mm and 45mm, respectively. The casing apparently will offer up both titanium and aluminum versions, the latter obviously being the more affordable of the two. In terms of physical size, the smaller model is 41 by 42.5 by 11.3mm, whereas the larger edition is 45 by 46.2 by 11.1mm, both only just slightly smaller than the original Galaxy Watch, despite having larger displays. Further, the Galaxy Watch 3 will apparently offer 8GB of storage, support LTE connections and GPS, and it will also pack both IP68 and MIL-STD810G ratings for water resistance and durability. As previously reported, Samsung is making a return to the physical rotating bezel this time around as well. As far as sensors go, the Galaxy Watch 3 will have plenty to offer. Essentially, this watch will match the Galaxy Watch Active 2, delivering ECG support, blood pressure monitoring, and of course, the standard heart rate sensor too. In 2020, there are a bunch of different streaming services with different content spread throughout them all. Now, a new app called Real Good has launched on Google's Android TV platform to help you put all of that content in the same place. Real Good has been available for some time as a mobile app, but now it's making a debut on Android TV at the same time as Amazon's Fire TV platform. What is Real Good, you ask? Well, the app is designed to put all of your streaming services into a single location so that you can find exactly what you're looking for. This isn't a totally new concept, it's actually the flagship feature of TiVo's Stream 4K dongle, but Real Good isn't of course locked down to a specific piece of hardware. When you first download the app, you'll need to tell it which services you're using. It supports every major streaming option in the US, including Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, Prime, TV, HBO Max, Showtime and Crunchyroll, among hundreds of others. After that, all you need to do is simply browse through the app and you'll be able to find your favourite content, and that has a shortcut to open the movie or TV show directly in the streaming service that offers it. This app will also show the IMDb rating and trailers for each piece of content. That said, Real Good for Android TV is now available on the Google Play Store if you do want to take control of all of your streaming channels. One of the better things about the old Android Auto before it got redesigned was its Google Feed-like home screen that offered useful things like your upcoming Google Calendar events. The latest version though of Android Auto points to your car regaining its Google Calendar smarts, including navigation shortcuts. Last year, Google launched a massive overhaul of the Android Auto interface shown on your car's display, which, despite making important changes, we've personally described as Android Auto losing its own smarts. Well, Google has slowly been working on addressing these complaints, having since brought a weather widget to the Android Auto redesign. However, deeper integration with the Google Calendar is still sorely lacking. Currently, Android Auto's Google Calendar is a simple shortcut to ask the Google Assistant for info about your upcoming events. Instead though of a visual interface, the Assistant simply reads your calendar aloud. The only other calendar integration is that Android Auto's Maps app will usually display destinations from your upcoming events when choosing to navigate to a destination. Over the weekend though, the Android Auto app received an update from version 5.3 to 5.4 via the Google Play Store. In it, we learned that some fan favorite features from Google Calendar will be returning to Android Auto, including the ability to begin navigating to the location listed in any of your upcoming events. Based on the way it's phrased, we're thinking the returning Google Calendar integration will come from an update to the Google Calendar app instead of an Android Auto update itself. That said, even with the latest version of Google Calendar, the Calendar app in Android Auto is still just a Google Assistant shortcut instead of a full-blown app. And finally, the biggest complaint for many regarding Google's Chrome OS platform has been app support. That's apparently changing in the near future too. Thanks to an official partnership between Google and Parallels, full apps from Windows are set to come to Chrome OS. Starting from this fall, Parallels will start making fully fledged Windows applications such as Microsoft Office available to Chrome OS users. The catch? Well, this functionality will only be available to Chrome OS Enterprise users and not the general public. Still, there's a lot to get excited about here. With Windows apps on Chrome OS, Chromebooks immediately becoming more attractive to companies looking for solutions for remote work that rely on Windows software. Parallels explained all of these decisions in a dedicated blog post, but currently there's no official word as to what Chrome OS will look like with Windows apps running under this Parallels partnership, but the company explained that it will be pretty much seamless. On one dedicated webpage, Parallels details a workflow that enables Windows apps on Chromebooks using a remote application service. Google has since confirmed, though, that this Parallels implementation will be running locally on a machine. That was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, available every Wednesday.